The city's homeless may just have a place to warm up this winter. Cown. Natalie Harris brought up the need for a warming center at General Committee earlier this week, pointing out that time is of the essence, with temperatures dropping quickly as we now enter December. The shelter services are overwhelmed and sometimes there isn't space, so for one reason or another our homeless have nowhere to go, she told Barry today. While the city did offer a warming center last winter at the downtown bus terminal on Maple Avenue, that will not be the case this winter, Harris said. I wasn't comfortable not having another option, so myself and some other community advocates started looking and trying to figure out how we could have a space for people to go when it's cold, she said. Harris said a proposed warming center location, which she is unable to disclose at this time, has already been identified, describing it as a vacant space in the downtown area. The use of the site is being offered by the owner free of charge. The owner was heartbroken by what he saw, she said, and spoke to Barry Police Const. Kira Brooks, the department's community safety and well-being officer, ultimately offering the building as a warming center. She reached out to me and we all started a conversation, Harris said. Officials from the Gilbert Center and John Howard Society of Simcoe and Muskoka, JHSSM, were the first to step up and express a desire to be a part of it, said Harris, noting Barry fire officials are checking the building to ensure it meets all safety standards before any final decisions are made. The organizations will manage staffing and operation of the warming center, while the property owner has offered to pay the utility costs, Harris added. The warming center is a community-based project that has arisen out of a need for a place for individuals to be able to stay warm during the winter months, JHSSM Executive Director Susanna McCarthy told Barry today. Last year, John Howard was able to support the city of Barry having a warming center at the bus terminal, but for a variety of reasons, the terminal is not a viable option for this year, McCarthy said. With the support of the city, our community partners and a very generous private donor, we are working to create an alternate space for people to access for this winter season. This warming center will be a shelter alternative for individuals who are unable, for any number of reasons, to access regular shelter beds, she added. Ideally, McCarthy says the warming center would run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, however this will be largely dependent on funding and resource availability. JHSSM is taking the lead on this project because we saw the need for quick action and strong leadership from a community-based social support service with an ability to leverage resources and existing relationships, she said. We are fortunate to be able to partner with the Gilbert Center and Ryan's Hope as well in this effort and are looking forward to welcoming many more of our partners into the operations once we have the framework in place. Many of the clients who will be accessing this warming center are familiar with JHSSM and the supports we offer, McCarthy added. That, paired with our strong presence at last year's warming center, led to a natural transition for us to step into the role of taking the lead. Harris says the donation of a space will serve as a wonderful Christmas present for the city and for those who will utilize it. It's funny how things happen, because we've been trying for at least a month to figure out how to get a warming center and this really suits the purpose perfectly. I am just crossing my fingers it comes to fruition quickly because it's getting colder, she said. Busby Center Executive Director Sarah Peddle says the idea of a warming center in the city is great news. We really appreciate the efforts of our community partners at Gilbert Center and John Howard Society in establishing an overnight warming center, Peddle told Barry today. As a community, we need to work together to look after our unhoused citizens. Local shelter providers, including the Busby Center, are actively increasing shelter bed capacity as well, Peddle said, adding they look forward to working together and continuing to meet the community needs with options for people to stay warm and access resources, as well as to continue to advocate for immediate housing solutions. Harris says talks are already in progress involving the county, which is responsible for social housing-related services within Barry, including funding, and the two agencies, which came forward and offered their services. City councilors gave initial approval November 29 to a motion requesting the county to work with the Gilbert Center and the John Howard Society to establish the warming center in downtown Barry. This may include requests for direct and/or augmented social service funding if needed, and could also assist with any future overflow from current shelter service providers due to COVID restrictions. The Simcoe County Alliance to End Homelessness, SCATEH, Enumeration of November 2020 showed 563 people, 82% of them single, were experiencing homelessness. And that 49%, or 276 people, were in Barrie.